yesterday in the afternoon, the foreign minister of Sudan, Al-Dirbir Mohammed, briefed the delegates. And he said they were going to work on, they received observations from the parties on the latest draft that was supposed to be signed yesterday, and they were going to work on some edits and a few things on that draft, and they will share the final draft today. And this document will be initialed tomorrow. And then they are organizing to invite heads of states from the region to Khartoum for a formal final signing of this document on the 26th. So as it stands now, we expect the final draft to be circulated today, and then the parties will initial the document tomorrow, as according to what he said.
Yes, and that document was supposed to be the final one. I mean, did the parties disagree or reject this particular document or proposal?
Yes, I think they spent most of yesterday discussing with some of these parties who had concerns on the document. And from his briefing, it appears like they had some kind of consensus on some of the observations from the parties, and that's why they then say they would edit what they wanted to improve on the document and then share the final draft today.
And many documents, many from Addis Ababa until in Khartoum have been rejected. How then are we sure that the next one that they're going to be presenting won't be rejected as well by the warring sides?
Well, first of all, these parties are even getting exhausted with these issues of changing, rejecting a document, getting documents, rejecting documents. Some of them even say, well, you know, the document we rejected in Addis was better than this one. Others would say, well, you know, the last document we rejected is better than this one. And so they continue to look at the previous documents as much better than the new ones that they get. And so they are also divided among themselves. Within the parties, you'll find them divided. Others say, well, you know, it's something that we can go by. Others say, no, it is missing this and that, and so we don't accept it and all this. So among the parties themselves, they are divided. And they continue to discuss among themselves on actually the best way forward. So many of them say, well, you know, we have done this a lot, and time is running, and our people are suffering. And so let us agree to end this conflict with these documents, and then we will continue to work on making the situation better as we proceed with the implementation. Yeah. So at some point, I'm quite sure the parties will agree on to most of these things and really accept to sign the agreement.
Yes, and that brings us to the big question, though. With all these regrets and then accept, you know, trying to say that the previous document was way better than the current one, and all these sense of rejections in the warring parties, are they really ready for peace? Are they there to negotiate peace to the country, or the parties are just, you know, it's all about the position and they want the documents to favor them?
Well, this is quite interesting. If you talk to the parties themselves, they will tell you, well, each one will say they are interested in peace and that's why they engaged in this process. But ideally, you will find them really, quite a number of these groups really pursuing their pan-Arab party interests. And they get comfortable when percentages increase on their side. Percentages of seats or number of seats increase in their side, they feel comfortable with it. And so the peace itself is something they seem to see that will advance their interest, but the interest really of the parties seem to be at the forefront. There is very little discussion so much on the situation the people are facing and how they would work on this to end this situation. My feeling is that if the parties begin to really face each other and talk to one another and really begin to discuss the issues of the country, that is when we will believe that they have that strong and genuine interest for peace. But as it stands now, they are really trying to calculate how best their parties will get, what best their parties will get from this agreement.
And from the civil society point of view, are you tired as well? Are you just there, any agreement, let's sign it and get done with this? Or you really think something had to be done in order to really have a genuine agreement that can be implemented?
We have done so much, and we have tried the best we could, right from Addis until here. We have submitted our proposals. We have argued so much on structures that would be best suit the transitional period, specifically only to implement the provisions of the transition, I mean the agreement, and to mainly reduce this violence, end this violence, and also improve the conditions so that citizens are able to get back to their homes and then prepare for the end of the transition, which would be elections. And we have seen that so not so much of all that we present have been considered, but at least for now we feel that we have taken about 10 months already from the first time we had discussions on the High Level Revitalization Forum in the middle of August last year. And as these 10 months pass, more people continue to suffer, more people continue to die, and we feel that we cannot continue like that. So if the parties are really willing to agree on what is at the table now, that will be helpful for us to end these continuous negotiations and at least help to save the situation in our country.
One final question is, as civil society and with the current draft that has been given to the warring parties, and yesterday the parties of course had their differences as well on this particular or had their rejections on this particular proposal. You said the mediator said they're going to make a few changes. But as the proposal is at the moment, are you okay with it? Are you comfortable with it? Do you think this is something that can genuinely bring peace to the country? Five vice presidents and all the 550 members of parliament with 35 ministries. Is this okay with the civil society?
Not at all. Five vice presidents, 550 members of parliament, and so on. These are not structures that we think will be helpful to the country. First of all, the assembly hall itself, as it stands now, is unable to accommodate all the 400 something members of parliament that we already have. Now we are adding 150 more. It is quite unrealistic in open terms, but this is what they are pushing for. Now, we don't agree completely with so many of the provisions of this agreement. However, if the parties can stop, if the police can stop the killing of our people, if this can stop the situation South Sudanese are going through in their villages, in the refugee camps, in the camps of internally displaced persons, if this can stop all this, if the parties will agree with this agreement that they stop all the suffering of the people, and they begin to implement their commitment in the agreement to change the situation, I think it is better we accept it as it is and save lives of our people and end the suffering the people are going through. So it is really, honestly, not an agreement that we feel is good for the country, but it is something, it can end the suffering of the people, I think that is important. And so in this case, whatever document they will sign or agree to, what is important is the commitment that they do not get more violence in the country, that what happened in the past should not repeat itself, and that they are committed to initiate a process of reconciliation to unite our people and to establish institutions of governance that will then kind of help to create a situation for long-term stability in our country. So we're just looking at all this. So our demand will be on commitment or implementation to transform the situation in the country. If it is the positions that they need so that they will stop the suffering of the people, let them get these positions and let the people be saved from this suffering.